Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Here's your traffic report on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service, Missouri side in Belton. 49 northbound accident past 163rd keeps things very heavy. Coming up from before Missouri 58, a lot of that traffic just crawling along. Having unexpected car trouble or just in a car accident, call Jay Southland Tow Service, 816-779-4869 or southlandtow.com. Use the tow service trusted by most local police departments. They can do it all, so be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
Turn it up. Wake the people up.
We lost beer and chewing tobacco, football and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. It's a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Binkley.
All right, Mr. Chewing Tobacco, football, booze, and beer. Who they taking, Binkley? It's tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
The draft is here. One of the top events of the year in sports is tomorrow with the 9th pick in the 2026 draft. The Kansas City Chiefs select.
Well, Dust, man, I had a difficult conversation with those I care about, and it's looking more and more like none of the above. I could see them trading back, to be honest with you. Although, I can't – listen, I would be more inclined to buy into the Reuben Bain hype had Andy Reid not admitted yesterday on his press conference what we all thought about in the beginning when Andy Reid was asked about – what he cares about in offensive tackles. And he said, feet work, core strength, and arm length. Ugh. He mentioned arm length. He does care about that. Now, that's offensive lineman, but would he care that much about edge in the top 10, 12, if you're buying Schrager with the trade back? I don't know. Maybe in the later rounds he would buy into that, but top 10 pick, it'd be hard to believe. But, man, I'm telling you, I think the Chiefs have people exactly where they want them. Everybody's talking about certain draft picks, and the Chiefs just sit back and laugh because they're going to take none of the above.
No, they're going to take none of the above, maybe. But how do you feel about trading back in a draft that maybe only has 11 or 12 true first-round guys? Wouldn't it be better to trade up and hit a home run than to trade back and get kind of lesser, if you will, quality guys?
Well, that's a good point. And
thank you.
Here's the thing. You're welcome, Bob. But do you think that guy is really there? Do you think trading up gets you that player? And the one thing about trading back is you'd have to find a team that wants to trade up that ninth pick and get somebody. Does somebody value somebody in that top 10 saying, hey, we need to trade up with the Kansas City Chiefs and get that? I just think there's very few players that would be sitting there that teams would think, hey, we need unless the Chiefs smokescreen worked enough that they're going to get Mansoor to Lane, that's a really popular pick at corner, and the Cowboys really want Mansoor to Lane, and they're buying all the smoke. The Chiefs might go corner at number 9. They say, we need to go up there because there's going to be a handful of players even left at 12 that somebody can get. Now, if Jeremiah Love would happen to slip, because some guys slip in the draft for unknown reasons. He's that kind of generational player you could see teams trading up for. If somebody fell in love with Ty Simpson. Mm. I don't think it's going to happen, but if there's a team out there that's 100% enamored with getting a quarterback, they would move up where the Chiefs are because a quarterback is such a valuable position. But honestly, I don't see a huge difference from the Chiefs staying where they're at or trading back. I just don't know if they could get much value for it. Now, I understand them moving up, but if you move up, is it Arvell Reese? Is it David Bailey? Are you okay with either one of them? Because if you do trade up to 3, you got to worry about what the Jets are going to do. So are you okay with taking the guy that the Jets don't take? Are the Jets going to make a mistake, which they could? Are you okay with Bailey if they go Reese? You okay with Reese if they go David Bailey? Like, you okay with those moves? Or do you sit back there, like I was talking to Mac yesterday on the hotline, I said, or do you sit back there and just wait? And if they go a direction and you're sitting there and you're like, well, the Jets went a certain direction, but we really like this player, I think we will move up with the Cardinals. So you use that 8 minutes and not 10 minutes because the first round's shorter and make that move really, really late. So I could see him doing that if it's a really, really late trade up.
How did the hotline go yesterday? You said Mac called?
Did you talk to Ron?
I did talk. Was that one of you guys too?
No.
I didn't call. I was busy like doing a lot of stuff at the house, like hanging out.
We did have a Ron call. We had somebody call and wanted to talk about boobs, beer, or football.
Was that Ron?
I don't think we know if that was Ron or not. We had one guy that called in for 2 straight days on a serious question. He had his mock draft all 7 rounds out Monday, but he called back because he still had a question on Tuesday. Yeah. Called the end, and that was great. Mac was one of the best callers.
Wait, hang on a second. You had somebody call in who put their own 7-round mock draft out?
Yeah.
For just the Chiefs or for the entire league?
Just the Chiefs.
Oh,
but he was a great caller, and he put it out there, and then he just wanted to get one more question in at the very end, so he called at the end of the hotline yesterday, and the best caller was probably Mac. Because he had legitimate questions. Like, Mac had legitimate questions he wanted to use the hotline for, and I appreciated Mac calling.
All right, Jay, very good. That's awesome. So how did it go overall? Did you get, 1,000 phone calls?
No, it wasn't 1,000 phone calls. Oh. It was a really spike time on Monday where there's a rash of calls. I couldn't answer them all because it was like they were ringing, and I was trying to put on hold with those phones.
Hard thing to do. I know. It's tough.
They stick with one. And then yesterday they spiked when Cody and Gold prank called me. But that helped the phone line because as soon as they did that, the phone lines went nuts. But there was a lot of downtime as well. I loved it. I thought it was great, man. People legitimately had draft questions, and I thought it was great because they wanted to talk draft.
What about – so there's – didn't, like, Miss Doubtfire call you?
Miss Doubtfire did call, Bob. And I think Bob forgets that we have caller ID.
Oh. So there wasn't, like, a rat at the station that ratted Bob out? Because he told me that he did it, and I didn't say anything.
No, I knew who it was. I knew who it was because I've heard British lady before.
Oh.
And, but I didn't recognize the phone number at first, but we got it. But when Cody and Gold called on the caller ID, it had our company, it had Odyssey. So I knew it was somebody.
Somebody calling from in the building, huh?
Yeah. So I figured it was Cody and Gold.
Could have been Roxanne. She may have had some draft questions.
It would have been great, but I could definitely tell it was Cody. It was Cody's voice, so definitely could tell that.
And
then we had Mac. We had Mac from Overland Park.
Yeah, that what did great. He want to know? Are you going to start calling Tyson these Mac questions. Drafts instead of mock drafts?
Mac had Jordan Tyson questions. We had a good discussion. I told Speck even afterwards, I said, I had some great calls, but I think Mac in Overland Park was the best.
I think you should have a meeting with Speck today and tell him more about it.
Have a conversation with people I care about.
Yes.
Like Vrabel.
That's exactly right. Yes.
You think mm-hmm. Vrabel and Rossini had sex?
I would guarantee that one, Dustman.
Okay.
I would guarantee you that that probably...
Was it in the water or was it out of the water?
I'm still waiting to see those hiking pictures with their friends.
Oh yeah, where are the friends?
They don't exist. It's like Watergate. You know, you're never going to see those files.
I was just like, all right. Yeah, I'm sure those conversations were difficult, Mike. Nobody wants to have those. I mean, can you imagine? Say we just caught with your hands in the cookie jar, saying, all right, nothing else to tell you but the 100% truth here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the draft. That's what I would do with Brave. Let's talk about our pick.
Yeah, let's talk about the pick.
I don't think they're talking arm length in that conversation.
No.
Bigley, we'll see you tomorrow in studio with you and your other co-host of Character Concerns. You'll be in the studio for the 9 o'clock hour talking all things draft. Binkley, we appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
Looking forward to it, fellas. Take care.
That is Jay Binkley, and that is our draft coverage on 96.5 The Fan, which is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. From here, for wherever you are, that is the benefit of Blue. Coming up on the other side, we talk more about the stadium and, well, the Kansas City Royals as well, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC. Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.